Oh my God, you're listening. Hello. I'm so glad you tuned in. Thanks for listening. This week on 1-800-WEIRDOS Live Web Radio, we're featuring you, the listener. So give us a call. I can't promise it'll work. We've had some problems with our getting our phone lines working on the radio, but give us a try if you want to experiment with us. Of course, the number is 1-800-WEIRDOS. That's 1-800-934-7367, I believe. Check it out on your phone keypad. Don't take my advice. Maybe it's 7267. No, I think it is 7367. But at any rate, dial us up, and I should be able to patch you in here. We are set up for that. It just doesn't always work. But anyway, if I'd have known you were going to listen, I would have stood up a lot earlier. But anyway, let me get going here. Oh, well, good morning, and thanks for tuning in. I'm in a horrible, horrible, horrible mood this week. Just rotten. Just deplorably awful. And nothing I can do about that, I'm afraid. I'm just having one of those times, you know. Maybe you've had them yourself. And I don't know what to think anymore, I really don't. Or maybe that's my problem, is I think too much. It's arguable that that's the situation. And if I could just think a little less, well, this certainly would have worked its way out already. I mean, the fact that I'm still thinking about it, well, only time will tell whether that's good or not. You know, as a civilized person, you can reserve action. You don't have to act on things right away. But sometimes I wish I wasn't so civilized, you know? I wish I would just act on things. Just go ahead and do stuff, because, you know, sometimes thinking about it, you just end up making things worse, and I feel stalled, you know? I feel stalled. I feel like I'm not moving forward. I can't move forward. I have to stay right where I am, treading water. And that's not good. I mean, that's not good, right?
Well.
All dressed up and nowhere to go. You can't take me anywhere, as somebody used to say. And I answered, and you don't. Shlomo, what are you doing? Oh my God, that's not my dog. Look, there's several dogs. They're all around me. The dogs. What are we going to do about them? Help me find them. Help me move the dogs around. I'm worried about the dogs, frankly. The dogs worry me greatly. But the cats don't worry me. I'm allergic to the cats. And that's a problem, because I love them. It's not like I don't like cats. I mean, it's just the opposite. I just adore them. But I'm allergic, horribly allergic to them. I get quickly to the point where I can't breathe. And that's not pleasant, but they're so cute. You just want to cuddle with them and everything, but I've had I've had to resist the cats and their beautiful allure. I want to cuddle with the cats so much. Oh, I didn't even realize how much I want to take the cats and rub them up against my face and have them crawl all over me. Oh, it's like a burning desire. I mean, I don't want to talk about bestiality or anything. I mean, it's not like that. But it's almost romantic, you know? I want to spend a romantic evening with the cat. Like, I want to take the cat out to dinner and have the cat sit across the table from me in candlelight. You know, just have the cat for a pleasant evening. I don't think the cat is enjoying this. I guess we better go. I think I'll get on my horse. Well, I lost my listener. Guess the show was real good.
Thank you. Thank you.
always waiting for me. Yeah, rain is always present for me. It really is. From all the important times in my life, it's always rained. It's always rained. Thank you. shooting dangerous.